Tom?
Mr. Riley?
Hmm?
Are you okay?
Oh, I just can't help wondering if she's lost or hurt. Half the time she doesn't know where she is, even at Hillendale.
Well, at least we know she's in God's hands. The thing we have to do is try to figure out where she went and why. Now, you have a letter to Joe, and we have her journals. Let's see if they have any clues.
You're right, Whit. Right, let's see here. Dear Joe, I'm sorry it's been so long
since I've written. I'm really embarrassed, particularly since I once said I'd write every day. It's a good thing I didn't make a pact with you about that, too.
A pact? What does that mean?
Well, keep reading. Maybe she explains.
Oh, no, no. She just talks about having something important to tell her. She tells her that she has a new name because she married me. Oh, this is a waste of time. I should be out looking for her.
Oh, the police are out there, Tom. You're more help here.
Well, then maybe you can make heads or tails out of this letter. I can't think straight.
Oh, I know, Tom, I know. She signed the letter Rose.
Rose?
Well, that was her middle name.
Huh.
When she was young, she insisted on using it rather than Agnes. Oh, look, I know it's awkward to ask, but you two will just have to go through these journals with me. It'll save time. I'll start with this one, and Whit, you try this journal.
Okay.
Here's one for you, Mandy.
Sure.
Seems to me that she started writing these when she was 9 or 10 years old. Oh, here. It says, Dear Diary, right now I'm so mad at my mom and dad that you're the only one I can talk to.
It's silly, I know, but they don't understand me or why I hate the name Agnes. They named me after one of my aunts, the one I don't like very much, and I can't stand it. I told him today that I want to be called Rose, because it's my middle name, and it's prettier.
She was a feisty little girl.
A feisty woman, too. Though she went back to calling herself Agnes sometime after college. But only her oldest friends would know her as Rose.
Mr. Riley, I think I found it. There's something about Joe.
Oh?
So what's at Loon Lake?
It's where I go to camp.
So you like camping?
Oh, yes. I go once a year, and I always meet my friend Joe.
Oh, that's nice. What do you do there?
Oh, well, we climb trees and swim in the lake and talk about boys.
Excuse me?
Joe is my best friend.
Joe, where are we going? I thought you said this trail led to a view of the lake.
It does. Or I think it does.
You told me you'd been here before.
I have, but the trail's grown up a little since then.
Maybe we should go back.
We can't go back now, Rose. Not when we're so close.
But it looks like it's gonna rain. Oh, I hate getting stuck in the rain. Let's go back.
But the lake is right there. Besides, I need to find a high point so I can see how to get back to the camp.
You mean you don't know how to get back?
Not really.
Joe!
We'll wait under this tree.
But I'm scared. We're lost and we'll catch cold.
We'll be fine. Come on, let's pray.
Pray?
Yes. Dear Jesus, please keep us safe. Please help us to find our way back or for someone to find us. Rose. Rose, wake up.
The storm's over.
Yep, and he even fell asleep in the middle of it.
That's so strange. I must have been more tired than I thought.
And look at that lake.
It's beautiful. Joe, why weren't you scared?
What do you mean?
You stayed calm the whole time.
I was scared, but I knew that God would protect us. And not only that, but I climbed up the tree so I could see the way back to camp. So we're not lost anymore. Now come on, I'm sure the counselors are worried about us.
Yeah, let's go. Now, we're the best friends in the whole world. But today is the saddest day of my life. It's time to go home. So we went up to our favorite place, a tree down by the lake.
Rose! Rose, are you up there? Calm down.
Leave me alone.
You're being silly. Is this how you want me to remember you, moping in our tree?
I'm not coming down. You come up.
I can't. My bus is getting ready to leave.
Let it leave without you. Come home with me.
I'd love to, but I can't. I have to go home, Rose. I'll write to you.
Promise?
I promise. I have to go. I'll see you here next year.
Promise?
I promise.
Will you come back every year?
Yep.
Even when you're married?
I will.
Even when you're old and hunched over?
I will. It's our little pact.
And we can't tell anyone about this tree. It'll be our special meeting place.
I'll promise if you promise.
I promise.
Even when you're married?
Ew, I'm never getting married. I promise.
Even when you're all old and hunched over?
I'm not gonna get old either.
So what happened to them next?
Wait a minute. I have something about Joe again. This is when they were 18.
Joe?
Rose, is the pact intact?
The secret's safe.
Oh, it's so good to see you again. How have you been?
I'm fine. Lots of things have changed.
Well, you said in your letter you were looking at colleges. Have you made your decision yet?
I have, and Rose, I don't know how to say it.
What? Joe, what's the matter?
This is my last year at camp.
What?
I'm going to school in Texas.
Texas?
So I don't know if I can come back.
But you'll have the summers, right? You can come then. We're going to be counselors.
I don't know. I need to earn money for school.
Joe!
Even if we don't meet, we'll keep writing, don't worry.
But we'll lose touch. I know how this happens.
Let's promise each other that we'll still write, even if we get old and hunched over and even if...
But you know I'm not a good writer. Wait, I've got it. Let's change the pact. We'll meet here in 5 years. You'll be done with college by then.
Five? That could work. What day should we meet?
Today. August 2nd.
Okay. August 2nd, in 5 years, at this very time.
6 o'clock. We'll meet right here, under this tree, and have a picnic.
I promise. You promise, too, even if we get married.
Of course.
Even if we get old and hunched over.
Yes, even then.
So did you do it?
What?
Meet every 5 years.
Well, at first, yes. And it was always like we had never parted.
So then, you were what, 23 the next time?
Yes.
I know she'll come.
Joe! Rose!
Is the pact intact?
The secret's safe!
Bless my heart. It is so good to see you again.
You too, Rose. You're right on time. You must still have the watch I gave you last time.
Oh, I sure do. See, I told you it would work. I knew you wouldn't forget.
So, have you saved up enough money for medical school yet?
Oh, it's going slow. It's expensive.
Oh, I can imagine.
Have you decided what you're going to be doing? Are you going to keep working at the diner?
No. No, I think I'm going to be a missionary.
A missionary?
Yes. Now, don't look at me like that. I think it's my calling.
So, did she become a missionary?
Yes. In fact, when she did, it devastated me. She went overseas and wasn't able to make our next meeting.
When did you see her again?
Well, we made a new pact that we would meet every 10 years. But the next time... Joe?
Rose!
Is the pact intact?
The secret safe?
We thought we were so clever back then, coming up with that, huh?
It's great to see you. What have you been up to?
Well, take a look.
Oh, Rose! What a beautiful ring! You mean...
Yep. His name is Wilbur Lee. And it's about time he asked. I'm 33, after all. I thought I would never get married.
Oh, that's wonderful! You never said a word in your letter.
Hmm. Now, I wanted to tell you in person.
That's such good news. I wish I could say the same.
No husbands in the mission field?
Who has time to look?
Well, maybe now that you're back in the States, you can find one.
Actually, I won't be back that long. I'm leaving again next month.
What? But you just got back. It's too soon.
I'm going to Sri Lanka. I'll be there for 2 years.
Is the work that good?
It's more than just work, Agnes. It's... I don't know. I don't want to bore you. It's the most satisfying thing I've ever done. Hard, frustrating, heartbreaking, but satisfying. Now, enough about that. Let's talk about your wedding.
Poor Agnes. When it rains, it pours.
What do you mean? She sounded very happy.
Well, yeah, but it didn't last. Must have seemed like everything was falling in on her. Right after this, her first husband, Wilbur, got a job that moved them all over the place. Then, later on, he got sick with cancer. And then he died.
Oh, no.
But something good happened in those years, too. Let me see if I can find that date here. Here it is. The day she became a Christian. And Agnes and I talked all about that. Listen.
I remember Joe's commitment to her faith, even through the hard times. It made all the difference to me. And now I want that kind of faith for myself.
Well, it's funny. She always told me there was an old friend who influenced her to become a Christian, but I never knew who it was.
So what happened to them next?
I don't know. That's the end of the journal. She must have written the letter to Joe after that.
So, did she go to the meeting that year?
Well, if I remember right, that would have happened around the time Wilbur died.
So she missed the meeting?
Probably. And she missed the one after that because of my back, and the one after that because she went to Hillendale.
So she probably hasn't seen Joe in 40 years.
I'm surprised she never said anything to you about it.
She was probably just keeping her a secret.
Do you think she's trying to find this camp?
She has to be. We've got to find it, too.
Yeah, but the journal never mentions the name of the camp, does it?
Well, not that I can see, but it's got to be near where she lived back then.
Do you really think Joe will go there after all this time?
Well, I don't know, Mandy. But, well, it's all we've got to go on. Thanks, anyway. Okay, that's it. I've checked with every camp directory, every record of a camp, and nobody knows what I'm talking about.
I could check on the internet for camps. Maybe we can look for ones with a lake nearby.
Wait.
What?
That's it. A lake.
But there are a lot of lakes, Tom.
I know, but she only painted one of them. Let's get back to Hillendale. All right, let's see here.
What you looking for?
I bet all these paintings are of the camp.
Yeah, that makes sense, Tom, but how will that help?
Well, let's look closely at each painting to see if she put in any clues, anything that might help us pin the place down.
All right.
A big maple tree.
See, here in the background, it looks like a train.
A small country road.
Boats on a lake. What a beautiful lake, Agnes.
Oh, I thought so too.
So, you haven't told me yet why you call this your special place. What exactly happened here?
Some places are just special, Tom. Now, don't ask a lot of questions. Just enjoy it.
That's it. That's it. I know where the camp is. It's just across the state line. A place called Loon Lake. Agnes took me there during our honeymoon. What time is it?
Ooh, close to 4:30. I need to get home, but you've got to tell me what happens.
Oh, we will, Mandy.
It's later than I thought, and the camp's a couple of hours away. The journal said they always met at 6. Oh, I hope we can make it there in time.
Oh, we won't know unless we try.
This is it. This is it. The camp should be just down this road.
You're being awfully quiet, John Avery.
Well, I was just thinking, Tom. You know, even if Agnes made it here, it's not very likely Joe did. It's been 40 years, after all.
Well, that's true.
And if Agnes is here, how do you think she'll react if Joe doesn't come?
I don't know. That's why I wish Mandy could have come. She seemed to be the only one that could get anything out of her. Should be just around this corner coming up. Oh, no, no. Oh, wait, look. The camp. The camp is gone.
Yeah, it's a shopping center.
Oh, now what in the world are we going to do now?
Well, don't panic, Tom. Let's just get out and have a look around.
All right, now. Well, there's the lake shore.
Yeah, it's just like her painting. A few more houses, maybe. Can you remember where the tree was?
Oh, I don't know. Everything is so different. Oh, wait.
Huh?
Look!
What?
Look, that's Agnes on the shore. Agnes! Oh, Agnes, thank heavens.
Hello, Tom. It's Whitright.
Yes.
Pleased to see you.
You scared us to death. Are you okay?
Well, I'm doing fine. Have you seen Joe?
No, we haven't. Agnes, how in the world did you get here?
Rose?
It's you.
It is. But
That's Joanne Allen?
Oh, well, Rose, Whit, Tom, what are you doing here?
Joanne,
what are you doing here?
I came to meet Rose. Rose.
Oh, my Joanne.
Oh,
I knew you'd come. I just knew you'd come.
Oh. All right, now, wait just a minute, huh? Now, you're Joe?
Yes. But why are the two of you here?
Well, Rose is my wife.
How is that possible?
This is incredible.
I don't know about everybody else, but I am so confused.
Well, there's a restaurant in the mall. Why don't we all sit down and figure this out?
We finally realized where the camp was by looking through the paintings. Agnes brought me here nearly 30 years ago.
That's amazing. But Rose, I didn't know what had happened to you. I was afraid you'd died.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't make it. My husband died.
I'm so sorry. But I'm so glad to find you now. To think that we've been here within a few miles of one another all these years.
Now, I'm curious, Joanne. Rose hasn't met with you for 40 years. Why did you come today?
Because I promised I would. I've been coming every 10 years, and each time I came, I hoped she would be here. And now she is. Rose, it means so much to me to see you again.
Oh, yes, me too, Joe. And I have something to tell you. I wrote you a letter, but it came back.
Tell me what, Rose?
I became a Christian. And it was mostly because of you.
Oh, me?
Yes. No matter what happened to me, I thought of you and your faith. So, thank you, dear Joe. You changed my life.
I don't know what to say. Oh, wait. I brought something to show you. It's in my purse.
What?
Here it is.
What is it?
It's a group picture from our first camp.
Oh, yes!
Where's Agnes?
She's in the back row, covering her face.
Oh.
And where are you, Joanne?
Right there.
Oh, my. Look, Tom.
That's amazing.
What?
Agnes, no wonder you took such a shine to Mandy.
What do you mean?
Joanne, you looked exactly like Mandy when you were 10.
Well, Agnes, you have had quite a day. I better say goodnight now. Come here.
No.
Joanne, I'll leave you two alone for a few minutes.
Thanks, Tom. This is a lovely room, Rose. I like your paintings.
Oh, thank you. They're all pictures of camp. I miss it.
Me too.
It's been a long time.
I prayed for you every day.
I know you did. I missed my best friend, too.
That won't be a problem anymore. I can come and see you here anytime.
Promise?
I promise.
Even when you're old and hunched over?
Yes.
The pact's intact.
The secret's safe.
Goodbye, Joe.
Good night.
I think it's amazing that Joanne didn't know about the impact she had on Agnes's life until years later. You know, sometimes that's how it happens. God uses us to make a difference in other people's lives, even when we may not know it. And that's why it's important for us to be consistent in how we act and talk. As the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ, which means we're representatives of Him, to our family, our friends, and everyone we meet. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Pact was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Bob Hoos. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.